Tuesday, January 23rd, big news today in the media landscape as Netflix has officially entered the chat after much speculation over a number of years about the direction of the behemoth streaming platform and if, more like when, they would take the leap into live content, not just streaming content. And today is the first major, major bomb explosive in the media streaming content landscape, whereas Netflix has agreed to a 10-year deal with the WWE to present, showcase, feature on the Netflix platform Monday Night Raw, which is WWE's weekly Monday night show, plus all of the pay-per-views for the international audience and some original content, documentaries, shows, things like that and such. So first off, WWE, you know, as I've mentioned a few times here, one of my closest friends is the one who made this deal happen, essentially, on the WWE TKO side. So it's near and dear to my heart in that regard. And just super cool to be the, you know, first brand to make this leap to Netflix. Netflix now, it sounds odd to say they become a real player. Obviously, they are a player in everything. They are have entered the zeitgeist many years ago and are part of culture, for sure. But now, the idea that we're going to potentially watch Super Bowls on Netflix is a sign of what's to come in our viewing future, as these apps, essentially how I think it plays out over the next decade, let's say, maybe even longer, 20 years, I think what we'll have is, you know, a few massive media companies or brands like namely Netflix, Apple, Amazon come to mind, will essentially eat the rest of the content world and swallow up the Hulus and Showtimes and HBOs and even Disney's, ESPN and so forth. And they'll be, you know, we'll watch everything on these few massive legacy media companies. Anyway, yeah, big stuff. Go Netflix.